I was raised so damn Dominican. Spanish, my first language. Bachata, a reminder of the power of my body. Plátano and salami for years before I ever tasted peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. If you asked me what I was, and you meant in terms of culture, I'd say Dominican.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
I'm Emma.
I'm Lacey.
I'm Sophia.
I'm Saskia, and you're listening to Power and Intersectionality. We read Elizabeth Acevedo's third book, Clap When You Land. While reading, we explored the theme of power and intersectionality in the book and had discussions about how we thought the author reflected her views of power in her writing.
In our research, we found articles and video clips of the author. A lot of what we found was that Acevedo has a lot of thoughts on power and what comes with power. A main theme that we found in the book is that power comes with money, and that people with the most money have the most power.
The author frequently speaks out about racial issues in different communities, and the Black Lives Matter movement is a big topic on her Instagram. She has a lot of followers, and she uses the power that she has on her Instagram to like influence all her followers with like the things that she talks about.
So one common theme that I personally picked up was the author interweaving intersectionality in her books without using them as a pivotal plot device. So one of which would be Yahaira's and Juri's relationship in Clap When You Land, which there isn't a lot of in specific Black lesbian representation in the media, and if it is, it's extremely fetishized, and that was not the case within Clap When You Land. And Yahaira is a dark-skinned Dominican in a traditionally colorist culture and racially ethnic sort of sense. The Caribbean cultures have a tendency to be extremely colorist and sexist, so Yahaira's being represented as a dark skin within the book is interweaving intersectionality with her cisgender female and lesbian identity, along with being dark skin. And a third example of Acevedo interweaving intersectionality in her books is actually in another book she wrote, which is Xavier's Sexual Orientation in the book The Poet X. And in that book, there are also a Dominican family that is extremely Catholic, and he's sort of viewed as higher than the main character, his twin sister, Xiomara, as also a Black man and being gay, which I would get into, but we haven't all read that. Another common theme in the book was classism, and one of the most concrete examples of classism within the book was Jano dismissing the idea of Camino going to Colombia in New York. The quote is essentially I can't recite it word for word, but it's essentially Jano asking Camino why he would pay for yet another fancy school when she could just go to Colombia and become a doctor in the Dominican Republic. And this is an example of classism, because Camino can't pay for school herself. She only lives with her tía, and her tía works a below minimum wage job. So Jano dismissing Camino and denying her going to Colombia is another example of classism.
So also what country you live in also comes with power. So Yahaira lives in New York, and she's always lived there, so she has more opportunities than Camino. Like, she has a good public education, where Camino has to have her dad pay for private school. Yahaira is also less likely to be sold into sex trafficking in New York, where Camino and Tia, it's like a constant fear of theirs. Countries with more money tend to have more power over smaller countries with less money. And Acevedo mentions this a lot in her book, because she was raised in New York, but she is Dominican, and her parents were immigrants from the Dominican, so she has like a perspective from both sides, sort of.
So with power comes with money, and which is something that she touched a lot in the novel. And with power, it controls the situation or instances that is in the book. So such as the dad in the book controlled El Cero by paying him money to stay away from Camino, and how he can, whoever had the most money in the book can control whether, like, what instances happen, like how Emma was talking about, or Rachel was talking about how he could have paid for school for Camino, but instead didn't, and then which led her to have to go to a school, or just instances that Yahara didn't have to face. And he sends money to Tia and Camino and pays for Camino's private school, but then also lives in a fancy apartment in New York City with his other family, which can see how the two girls had different lives. Both did get to go to a privileged education, but didn't have the same circumstances or same opportunities as one other did because of where they lived and how much he controlled.
Elizabeth Acedito mentions in multiple of her interviews that cooking is a big way that she stays connected with her culture around her. Cooking has became an escape from the brutal reality of the world around her. In a live performance of her poem, A Letter to My Beloved, she talks about how black beans and rice go so nicely together, and that her wish is that black and white people could be like that too.
Something that Elizabeth Acevedo also touched on a lot in her interviews and her book is that there's power in her words, and so she uses her poems and the like words of her books and her Instagram and stuff to help spread powerful messages. And the poems she writes and shares with the world in her conferences and her books are especially for Afro-Latina girls and made to inspire them and to help them just like rise and become better, not better, but like have a better like view on the world and stuff. This has been Power and Intersectionality. Thank you for listening.